And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We're here to help you be the healthiest version of you. Let's all get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by our very knowledgeable medical herbalist. Good morning.
Morning.
Gerald Quigley.
Morning,
lovely to
Jo.
Have you.
Thank you. Great to see you. Happy Sunday.
Oh, happy Sunday. And it's great also to welcome health and wellness expert, the delightful Sally Overmeter. Hello, Sal.
Hi, everyone. Hey, guys.
Oh, look, it's a joy to share this hour with you guys. I've got to say, we've got a great show for you today. In our A to Z of vitamins, we'll look at Go Healthy Hemp Seed Oil.
Yes, that'll be a good discussion. But it's an option for people, Jo, who don't want anything related to seafood. So those with an allergy or those who, for all sorts of reasons, would rather not eat something from the sea.
Hemp seed, very on trend right now.
It certainly is.
I know this. Mm-hmm. We'll also be talking about the deadly coronavirus outbreak currently sweeping the globe. This week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the government was activating its emergency response plan in preparation for a coronavirus pandemic. It's not a nice word, pandemic. So we'll chat with infectious disease expert Associate Professor Ian Mackay about what it means and what we can do to prepare. But first up, it is Hearing Awareness Week. It kicks off today. So listen to these statistics. See what I did there?
Very good, Jo.
One in six Australians currently suffer from hearing loss, but only one in five Australians who could benefit from a hearing aid actually use one.
Do you know, my mum has quite bad hearing loss and interestingly has really resisted getting a hearing aid.
Yes.
And it's a funny thing because on the outside I'm always saying, well, I don't understand the resistance to it. And I'm really keen to talk to Mark because I don't know whether there are a bunch of, I guess, misconceptions that people have. And her misconceptions are it'll end up picking lots of, I guess, extra auxiliary noise.
Yes.
And it becomes this sort of, you know, constant whoosh in her ear. She seems to think that it doesn't work that well. There's a lot of, a lot of resistance around it. And so what it creates is a situation where she's frustrated because she can't hear, yet she won't get the solution.
It's like those, you often hear, Jo, that 90-year-old who is unsteady on their feet who won't use a walker. And my mother-in-law is a classic here. She didn't want her friends to think she was old. Now, she's 96, and there is a certain amount of pride. And I think we call them hearing aids, and my eldest grandson, Alex, we've learned to call it a hearing device.
Yes.
And it takes that aid word away. It's just a device which is used to make a difference.
So Alex has got a hearing loss.
Yes, profound hearing loss.
My daughter also, she was born with a conductive hearing loss. Mm-hmm. She's had on and off hearing devices her whole life as well. She's 11 now. And I remember for her, because it's just a way of life. I remember someone, in fact, it was an adult saying to her once, "What's that you're wearing?" And she said, "It's a hearing aid." And they said, "Why are you wearing that?" And she's gone, "So that I can hear."
Kids are great, aren't they?
Oh, so great. But, in a study recently, apparently over 3.5 million Australians are living with a hearing loss. So it's not just a condition that if you are elderly, you have it. It's people of all age. Mm. And it impacts so much your quality of life. Let's acknowledge that it can isolate you. It can lead to depression. Mm-hmm. There are links, aren't there, Gerald, to dementia and Alzheimer's.
Yes, even cardiovascular disease. It's been shown that a person who is hearing impaired has a greater risk of cardiovascular disease. We're learning more and more and more. In fact, those impediments that years ago, if you had a hearing impediment, they are gone. There is now no excuse for anybody who doesn't hear well to look at the most modern technology ever.
So it is Hearing Awareness Week, and I think in and amongst this week, it's incumbent on us who are able to hear well to really have some understanding and compassion for those who are living with a hearing loss. I know, again, through all the intervention workers and amazing ENTs and audiologists that my daughter has seen, that people with a hearing loss work harder. It's not just that they have to hear work to hear. They have to work to process the communication between them and the person yes. they're speaking with. So yes. to understand the social cues, to understand the intonation of people's voices, to yes. really connect with others in the community is actually much harder work for people with a hearing loss.
And I think, too, I am privileged to know two people with hearing loss. One is Willow. Who, and I could just imagine Willow fixing that person with her stare, that Willow stare, saying, well, what do you think, stupid? I'm actually wearing these so I can hear what you've got to say. But when I look at Alex, who's in year 12, a swimming captain at his school, a champion national swimmer, he just copes. He just does it beautifully. And there's no big deal as far as he's concerned. He knows I'm the same as everybody else. I just don't hear as well.
That's right. And there's some great assistance out there. So first up, we are going to be talking with audiologist Mark Vandenberg. We'll find out what the most common causes of hearing loss are and get a few tips on how to keep our hearing healthy. So as always, we'd love you to give us a call on 131 873. Have you got a hearing loss? How has it impacted your life? And perhaps you remember the first moment you started wearing a hearing aid. Aren't those videos that you see online of the children that yes. suddenly are able to hear just joyous?
Yes.
Always bring tear to your eye, don't
I
they?
I know, they absolutely do. So what difference did it make for you when you suddenly started wearing a hearing device of some kind? Did it open up a whole world of wonder for you? And also call on 131 873 if you have a question about your ears, your hearing, your ear health, your hearing health. 131 873. Next up, how to keep our hearing as healthy as possible on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Don't let the flu ruin your plans this year. Get in early and help protect yourself with the flu immunisation available at Chemist Warehouse. The quadrivalent vaccine helps protect against four strains of influenza. However, it can take several weeks to take full effect. So be a flu fighter and help protect yourself by booking your appointment now. It's quick, convenient and affordable. Plus, you don't need to bring in a script. The prescription and administration are provided in store by a qualified health professional. This year, the quadrivalent strain vaccine is $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Be a flu fighter and get the flu immunisation from Chemist Warehouse. Book now at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, your one-hour, one-stop shop to all things health and wellness. Today marks the start of Hearing Awareness Week, and with one in six Australians affected by hearing loss, we thought what better time to find out the causes and to get a few tips on how to keep our hearing healthy. So we are joined by Mark Vandenberg, who is a senior audiologist with Hearing Australia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Happy Hearing Awareness Week.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, we're hearing you loud and clear there, Mark. Can you tell us first up, what is an audiologist?
An audiologist is a qualified professional that tests people's hearing and evaluates for hearing loss and can fit hearing aids as well. There's various little tentacles that we can do in our job, but that's some of the main ones.
Mark, what is it that causes hearing loss?
Hearing loss can be caused by lots of things, actually. Probably the most prominent one, obviously, is ageing as you get older, and you use some stats there. But I tend to use the one 6 out of 10 people over 60, 7 out of 10 people over 70 have some form of hearing loss. But also, particularly if you've worked in loud noise in the past, industry work, factory work, machinery work, that can be a significant one as well.
Mark, I'm very concerned about the increasing prevalence these days of dementia and cognitive impairment in Australia, and we just don't have a drug option, and there's a few nutritional options. But how can you link hearing loss and dementia and maybe make it a happier story to reassure people that it is important to go and have a hearing test because it might just save their brains as they get older?
Look, absolutely. And it's a really interesting link. There's still a lot of research being done into it. But I would say some of the studies that we've commissioned as of last year sort of certainly indicated that a lot of people, up to 60% of people that where families and partners sort of reporting that their significant others or their parents didn't feel they had a hearing problem. and even when they're over 50, that goes to 75% of people. So I would argue that the best solution is to probably act early and get people thinking about hearing loss and getting hearing tests and hearing checks done. That's what we're doing as part of our Here and Now 2020 campaign, where we're going to encourage people to either come into Hearing Australia offices to get a hearing check done or to do that online. One example of just a personal example where I've seen people in aged care facilities where staff say they're just not particularly engaged, or they're not particularly wanting to participate in activities, and very much thinking it might be something to do with a dementia-related thing, and it's sure. often that the person can't hear well.
Yes. So what signs should we be looking for that tell us that someone we love, or indeed ourselves, need our hearing checked?
It can be things as simple as having the TV turned from 16 to 17 to 18 to 20 to 25.
Yes.
But other things, other common ones are things like particularly having trouble communicating when there's background noise. I think that is the most common difficulty people face.
Yeah.
But also things, other examples might be just not hearing well on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a strong kind of a supporter of those things to do with feeling more isolated.
Yes.
Feeling almost people feeling like they're withdrawing from their communities and society a bit, feeling disengaged and feeling quite embarrassed about things as well. And I think some of the more emotional aspects of hearing losses are the ones that are a little bit more hidden and
sure.
probably the ones we want to bring to the surface more.
Yeah, Mark, you're so right. Well, is there anything that can be done to help prevent hearing loss?
Yes and no. I think with some of the things, I mean, there are obviously some sort of congenital and sort of age-related things that are a bit unavoidable. But again, in that situation, the most critical thing is to act early and get your hearing checked and get it checked regularly to make sure there's no change. But I think, again, we talk a lot about preventative things if you're working with noise and in industry. So making sure you're wearing earmuffs and suitable ear protection. And that's not just if you're in a factory or if you're on a tractor. It's certainly things to do with if you're mowing the lawn or
yes.
if you're using an air blower and those sorts of things. So I only used it for 5 minutes, but if you use it for 5 minutes at a significantly loud level, that's going to do damage down the track.
Wow.
So care for your ears and your hearing. It's precious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, loud.
Yeah, it won't come back.
I know, but what about loud music? I really do enjoy it. I have to say, Mark.
Well, if you've got your headphones on and you're listening to loud music, think about it in the similar situation as the chainsaw or the leaf blower, I suppose. And we talk about something called noise dosage, which is basically the louder it is, the less amount of time you can really be exposed without
sure.
doing some damage.
Okay.
So turn it down a bit and you'll be fine, Joe.
It's a good tip. Thank you so much, Mark. And do head along to hearing.com.au where you can do a free 10-minute hearing check.
And
Gerald, you did this.
Yeah, no, I only did this, Joe, on behalf of two chaps I know, one called Marcus, one called Daz, because they said they constantly are told, you didn't listen to a word I said.
Uh-huh.
Now, on their behalf, I
yes.
had this online test yesterday, and I am above normal hearing for my age. I passed with flying colours.
Well, look at you,
On their behalf, chaps, we're okay.
Okay, well, you head along and do your own free 10-minute hearing check on hearing.com.au as a part of Hearing Awareness Week. Or if you would like, check in with Hearing Australia and get your hearing tested. But right now, give us a call on 131 873 and tell us what hearing challenges do you have? How has it impacted your life? Give us a call with your ear health or hearing questions. Heather in Brisbane has given us a call. Good morning, Heather.
Morning, Heather.
Good morning. I'm ashamed to say that I was recommended to have a trial for a hearing aid, and I thought, no, my left ear is great, so no thank you. But I've had a brain tumour, an acoustic neuronoma in my right-hand side. It affects your facial nerve, your balance and your hearing.
Yes.
But my left ear was great, so it's non-malignant, and that's 9 years down the track.
Good.
But it certainly affected my right ear's hearing now majorly. But I just thought, it's not vanity, but I just thought, no, I'm coping all right with that other ear, and I'm so thrilled that I didn't have a worst diagnosis with a brain tumour. Mm.
But Heather,
you've inspired me to go and have
wonderful.
A cry.
Wonderful.
I'm good. I'm very happy to hear that. Know that you're not alone. Everybody feels the same. They feel like they don't want to go and get the aids or the hearing devices, but they're there to help
and
you.
And there's no shame at all, Heather. It just means your ability to participate in everything will be great.
Yes. So thank you so much for the call, Heather, and do go along to Hearing Australia. They are there to help you, of course. Should you have any more questions or points you'd like to make, head to our website, houseofwellness.com.au. Next up, we want to celebrate nurses and midwives. So many of us have a story of a nurse or a midwife that we'll never forget, that beautiful angel that came to us right when we needed them because of their incredible care. We'll be chatting about that next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Missing out on important nutrients? Live clean and green with the Naturopathic Vegan Vitamins range from Chemist Warehouse. They're 100% certified vegan friendly with no animal-derived ingredients to help support general health and well-being. The range includes iron, glucosamine, active B12, calcium, collagen health, plus many more. The Naturopathic Vegan Vitamins range starts from $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, reaching you right around the country in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Perth and Adelaide. We'd love you to give us a call, 131 873. We have been speaking about the fact that it is Hearing Awareness Week. Vicky in Sydney, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Vicky.
What's your experience with hearing loss?
Well, it's actually on behalf of my daughter. I've got a 28-year-old daughter, and when she was a teenager, probably 13 or 14, she was complaining about her hearing, that her ears felt blocked all the time. We took her to an ear specialist, and he diagnosed her with eustachian tube patency.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and he basically said there was nothing he could do about it. He kind of flippantly said the only treatment he was aware of was if you put on weight, that sometimes if you put on weight, this condition improves.
A great thing to say to a 14-year-old, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, she was not interested in that option. So, I mean, it's continued on, and she's working as a vet now, and she still can find it a bit troublesome when she's trying to hear in situations. And I guess we've left it because we thought there's no treatment. I'm wondering if there's been any advances since that time.
Does she wear a hearing device at all, Vicky?
No.
Well, see, the opportunities for a very subtle device that you can't, they're so small now, Jo.
It's true.
And her confidence and ability to just not miss out on anything will just go up. So I'd be maybe having a chat, first of all, to an audiologist. Like Mark we spoke to before, he's positive, he's all over it, and nothing is insurmountable. So to be fobbed off, I'm embarrassed to hear that.
Yeah, I would recommend contacting Hearing Australia, Vicky. They are so helpful, and you know their job is to assist people such as your daughter to hear better and connect with the world better. So, go and do that.
We will.
Yes, excellent. Thanks, Vicky.
All right. Thank you.
Now, here's something I don't know if you're aware, that the World Health Organization has designated 2020 the International Year of the Nurse and the Midwife.
About time.
Oh, look, don't we love our nurses and midwives? Where will we be without them? They are, of course, they play a vital role in providing health services throughout our medical system and community. And they're there from birth to death, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They're absolutely there as midwives with mothers and babies being born. There's immunizations that they give. It's health advice. And then, of course, in aged care. How crucial are our nurses? So we really would love to celebrate them, because I think a lot of us have that nurse or midwife that we've never forgotten, that's given us or someone that we love incredible care, and we've never forgotten that particular moment and that particular person. So we'd love to hear from you, 131 873, with the story of the nurse or the midwife that you've never forgotten. Sally, have you had this experience?
Yeah, definitely. I spent a long time, close to a year basically, in hospital with my cancer treatment, and there was this one nurse, can I say, at the very beginning, I always say to people, we idolise in this country sports stars and musicians, which is all fantastic. But let me tell you, and I'm sure the musicians and sports stars would agree, nurses are the people that we should be like absolutely cheering and championing, because they do such selfless work day in, day out.
Mm.
And So for me, it was this one particular nurse who, and I was supported a lot with a whole bunch of nurses, but my mum, who was obviously finding it very difficult to watch me go through yes. cancer treatment, she was supported by a nurse. So here you've now got somebody who actually kind of isn't necessarily in the system, so to speak. It's not that my mum is being treated, but she no. found it very difficult. And this nurse every single day would kind of come in and swoop her in and just take no. her under her arm. And she, I guess for my mum, who didn't want to, I guess, cry in front of me,
yes.
she gave my mum this safe space for her to kind of have a little bit of a meltdown oh. each day. And then kind of gather up her strength before she came in to see me again. And
that is so beautiful, Sal. That's what a lovely story. And you're right, because they're going above and beyond what the actual medical treatment they're giving.
Of course.
It's the emotional support that they give.
And they're almost like a pseudo-psychologist who has got that link between the family who want to know what's happening, why, what. And here's the nurse just doing it quietly, doing it.
So 131-873, give us a call and tell us about the nurse or midwife you've never forgotten. But first, Gerald, what have you got in A to Z of vitamins for us?
Talking hemp seed oil today, Joe. And often, and how often do we hear it that people don't like fish oil or they don't like any of those things. But when you consider the benefits of omega-3s for our brain, for our hearing, for our joints, to have an option like hemp seed oil, which has got a magnificent balance of omega-3, 6 and 9s in a one-a-day capsule, it is brilliant. It's a great option for vegetarians or for people who, for one reason or another, don't like fish oil. It might repeat on them.
And there it is. It's very much on trend these days.
Totally.
Hemp
and
seed.
We are on trend, Joe.
Look at us. We are as trendy as it gets. So give us a call. I should say the A to Z of vitamins is brought to us by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia. Our friends at Go Healthy there. We're celebrating nurses and midwives, those angels in our hospitals and aged care and maternal health clinics and wherever they might pop up around us, who really just make such a big difference to our lives. 131-873. Tell us about the nurse or midwife you've never forgotten. And it's a thrill to welcome friend of 3AW to the show, Rob Gilbert. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Yes, very well. Now, you have a nurse that you have never forgotten?
Well, my little Alexander, he has cerebral palsy. He's 15 years old. He has epilepsy as well and learning difficulties. And nurses have been a constant throughout his life, including the most important nurse of all, his mum, Sandra, my wife, who has personally saved his life on a number of occasions, Joe.
Amazing. Where would we be without them?
We just take it for granted, Rob, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we sure do. I mean, the little fellow has had a few medical issues that are unrelated to his disability. He seems to bring in these 10,000 to one shots. And on occasions, similar to some of the stories that we will hear from other calls, perhaps, where you're in hospital and you're watching someone gradually decline and you're uncertain about what the treatment protocol was going to be. And this one particular nurse I recall, probably about 6 years ago in the children's hospital, and Alexander had a chest infection. He had a lot of fluid in his lungs. He had drains coming out. I've still got a picture of a photograph of this particular occasion. And I keep it just so that I never forget how close we came to losing him. And the nurse had been in and out, and she just at one point said, look, I'm not happy with this. And she just said, just stand by, a lot of people are going to come in. And she hit the emergency buzzer, and before we knew it, we were swamped. And we subsequently found out that if she hadn't have hit that buzzer at pretty much that moment that she called the emergency team in, that he wouldn't have made it.
Oh, that just gave me chills. That's incredible.
Just life and death decisions, Rob, made on the spot by people who are confident in their ability.
That's absolutely right. Thank you so much, Rob, for sharing that story. And we have more of your stories in a little moment. Nurses and midwives that you've just never forgotten who've made the difference in your life. You're listening to The House of Wellness. We'll be back with more after this break.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Don't let the flu ruin your plans this year. Get in early and help protect yourself with the flu immunisation available at Chemist Warehouse. The quadrivalent vaccine helps protect against 4 strains of influenza. However, it can take several weeks to take full effect. So be a flu fighter and help protect yourself by booking your appointment now. It's quick, convenient and affordable. Plus, you don't need to bring in a script. The prescription and administration are provided in-store by a qualified health professional. This year, the quadrivalent strain vaccine is $14.99 at Chemist Chemist Warehouse. Be a flu fighter and get the flu immunisation from Chemist Warehouse. Book now at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by Jared Quigley and Sally Obermeter. And we're here with thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. And in this year of the International Year of Nurses and Midwives, thank you to World Health Organization, who has named it thus. We are taking your calls, 131 873, celebrating that nurse or midwife that you have never been able to forget. Faye in Sydney, you had a nurse that you've never forgotten?
Yes, there was one in the intensive care unit at the Royal Prince of Wales at Randwick. And I think her name was Louise. She was pregnant and she was there with my husband. And she was just so marvellous.
Yes.
And look, I've lost my voice.
I've got
the dreaded, not the horrible virus.
No, that's fine, Faye.
But you're in there in intensive care with your husband, and to have someone who understands and who
She was so caring, and she said, look, if I cry, don't take any notice, because I always do. And she was just, I don't know, it was like part of the family. We were all there, and she was just lovely.
ICUs are just incredible. So well done, Faye.
And that's the thing. I think Faye has tapped on something that's so special about nurses, and this is the thing. It's in them. It's not something that they teach them. It's outside the job spec. It's about empathy and compassion, and it's the X factor. That's actually what nurses have.
Absolutely, and that they're able to manage the empathy and also be so efficient and at moments of crisis.
Sure,
yes.
Calm.
Just extraordinary. So we thank you, nurses and midwives, and certainly in the aged care facilities that a lot of our parents are in, thank goodness that they are there day in and day out when we can't be there.
Yeah,
absolutely crucial. So moving on from that now, it does seem as though with escalating numbers affected by coronavirus around the world that the news is just getting worse and worse. It's a bit alarming. The Australian government has declared the coronavirus outbreak a pandemic, triggering an emergency response plan. And it comes as new figures show the coronavirus is now spreading faster outside China for the first time since the outbreak began. The virus has reached every continent except Antarctica. The figures are it's infected more than 85,000 people around the globe and over 2,900 people have died since the outbreak began in December. And I keep thinking about how hard it must be, particularly in China at the moment. Because you imagine how many people are in quarantine and also how many families are grieving a loss.
Yes.
Well, I know people here who are grieving because they can't even contact their families in China.
Yes, it's a very sad and indeed, I think, frightening time for many. So what does it mean for us here in Australia? How can we remain safe, especially for those who are more vulnerable, like those already living with chronic illness or those who are older in our community? So Associate Professor Ian Mackay is an infectious disease expert from the University of Queensland and he joins us now. Good morning, Professor Ian.
Good morning.
How close are we to a pandemic?
Oh, we're getting closer every day. But pandemic is just a word. It's just a word that means lots of countries with lots of cases of virus, which in itself, as you just said, sounds scary and fearful. To some extent, there's nothing we can do to stop a virus like this, but we can prepare ourselves a little bit, both mentally by talking about the stuff and mentioning the P word a lot more than we probably do, but also little things we can do ourselves as well to make ourselves feel like we can help or we can do something.
Like what sorts of things?
We can do things like get a little box and put a sign on it called Pandemic Stash, and we can buy a few extra things each time we go grocery shopping over the next few weeks. Just have some dried food, some canned vegetables, maybe some cleaning agents, and perhaps talk to our doctors if we're looking after aged people or if we ourselves have prescriptions. We can ask our doctors if we can get all those repeats filled and maybe get a little bit extra as well, just in case there's some interruptions to supply, not because things will suddenly disappear, but because we all want to have a little bit extra just in case that we're prepared.
Well, it's interesting you say that. Yesterday I was at the supermarket, and can I tell you, there was almost no tinned food. So like the lentils, the corns, the beans, all that kind of stuff at my local supermarket had been wiped out. And I said to the guy, what's happening here? And he said to me, people are afraid. They've literally this week heard the word pandemic, and that has sent people, I guess, into a bit of, I guess, alarm or shock. What do you think?
I think what we need to be careful of here is we don't want to panic about this, because panic will make us stop thinking calmly. We just need to get a little bit of extra stuff stocked up, and not a lot, maybe enough for 2 weeks of food, just dried things and some of those things I mentioned before, and medications. Don't forget our pets. Don't forget feminine hygiene products and things like the pill prescriptions. We're not looking to face some sort of zombie apocalypse in the coming weeks and months.
Yes. Good to know.
But, you know, truck drivers keep our country running. If they get sick as well, or they have family members are sick and they can't go to work themselves, we might see that supplies to the shops slow down. We might be seeing a bit of that already. Just because the shop's empty now, the shelves empty, that doesn't mean everybody's panicking. It just means probably a few people are thinking ahead, and that's good. Hopefully those shelves will be restocked soon and it'll be okay.
Ian, I'm a pharmacist, and I've had lots of contact from people who are just scared out of their wits, but one of our former prime ministers used the phrase, be alert but not alarmed. I am concerned that the alarm meter has gone into overdrive. And when you search the world websites, there are capital letters. There are these big black print coming at you. Has the coverage been balanced? Are we getting a balanced coverage from experts like you?
That part of the question I can't answer. I'd like more experts, especially those that are involved in all the planning that's been going on long before this was called a pandemic or being called a pandemic, to come out in front of a camera and talk a bit more, just normally, just chatty, just conversationally to all of us to let us know what's going on. I'm also a dad, so I'd like to hear some of those facts as well to know whether 2 weeks of supplies is over the top or not enough or what could be coming. It is a virus that transmits very easily, so it will probably come to all corners of the world in greater numbers in the coming weeks and months, and eventually it might be something that we see every year. It might just become a more mild form of what it is.
Sure.
It causes colds and coughs. So we shouldn't panic about this, but I understand the fear, and I also get approached by a lot of it. So we just need to think our way through it. If we get familiar with these terms now, we won't have to be surprised by it later.
Sure.
And Ian, just quickly, if we have got travel plans, are there parts of the world we should just be cancelling our trips to?
We should probably look at DSAT warnings and Smart Traveller at the moment to see what the recommendations are. There are some countries that have quite a large number of cases, and those might not be the best places to visit right now.
All right. Well, do make sure that you check that out before you hop on a plane, just to keep yourself safe. Thank you so much, Ian, for clarifying those very important coronavirus facts. We'll take more of your calls next, 131-873. With any questions you may have for Gerald or Sally, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. More coming up on the House of Wellness.
A flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're here to help you feel and look great. And to that end, if you have questions for the team, you can always call us 131-873, or you could go to the website houseofwellness.com.au, where I know that you answer many questions there, Gerald.
Lots and lots and lots, Jo. There's an look for the Ask tab. It's very simple.
But in the meantime, Lynette in Melbourne, what is your question?
Oh, hi, good morning. I've been suffering from tinnitus for about the last 10 years, and it's starting to get very debilitating with my hearing. I do have hearing aids, but when I put them in, the pressure in my ears is so bad. It's terrible. So I haven't been able to wear them.
Yes.
But in the meantime, my hearing is getting deafer and deafer. And
I can't
do anything to really go anywhere. That's sort of stopped my social life.
Well, let's look. A couple of suggestions, Lynette. First of all, go and have those hearing aids reassessed, because there's something, if they're putting pressure on your ear when you put them in, they may need some adjustment. There are two nutrients that can make a difference with tinnitus. The first has got a couple of letters and numbers, EGB761, which is a particular extract of ginkgo biloba, clinical evidence to make a difference in tinnitus. And the other is ubiquinol, which is the ready-to-use form of coenzyme Q10, and you take 300 milligram of that each morning. Now, those two things will help, but please go along and have the device checked.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lynette. Peter, also in Melbourne.
Peter, good morning.
How can we help you, Peter?
Good morning. Thank you, everybody.
How can we help, Peter?
My history is, or my experience is, from the 1960s, engineering, noisy background.
Yeah.
One of my jobs was to cut the noise down. Anyway, now at 70, mid-70s, I'm okay in quiet, or two or three people conversation. Any noisy background or any noise at all, I get a high-pitched whistle. And I've got earmuffs, which I put on when any noise comes along, so I whack my ear and that's on. So I think, I believe there's no hope for me, but I can still hear. So,
well, Peter, be reassured there's always hope. So the first thing to do is to see an audiologist. We've heard from a splendid chap this morning who basically says you've got to set a line in the sand with your level of hearing. That's the first thing. There are a lot of reasons why you may have some whistling and noise in your ear, and it could be a blockage, it could be any sort, and they will sort that out.
So what about cleaning our ears, Gerald? Because we always are told, don't put cotton buds in your ears.
Nothing smaller than your elbow,
Joe. What is the best way to clean our ears?
There are some
Because whistling and blockage can, can come from wax.
There are some simple things that you can just spray in your ear, usually saline or some oil-based things that are very easy, and they dissolve any wax. Simple and easy. You can do it in the shower.
Yeah, okay. Good one. So let's take Simon in Melbourne. Hello, Simon.
Hello. Look, I probably should be ringing up for fishing advice because I'm not doing very well. But
we don't know if we can help you with that.
ringing up for just any other sort of strategies for seasickness. I've taken the tablets, but, you know, they sort of work, but not really. Maybe there's something else I can be doing.
There's nothing, Simon, there's nothing new. And the best product available was called Avamine back in the old days, but it's gone and it was amazing. So the relatives of that you can get from your pharmacist. There's one called Finergan, but there is a risk of drowsiness. Mm. Nothing worse than a drowsy fisherman. So you need to maybe get some low dose of that from your local pharmacy and try it at home and see if drowsiness does affect. But everybody's different. You've often got to try a number of things. Mm. And there's little bands you can wear as well.
Oh, yes, and I'm told ginger.
Yeah, ginger's more for nausea, but you've got to get in early. So, okay. And blokes don't prepare. We won't rather wait for something to happen.
Well, he's busy trying to catch some fish.
I know.
That's why.
Good luck, Simon.
So make sure that you head to houseofwellness.com.au if you have more questions or you're looking for more health and wellness info. So, of course, you're listening to House of Wellness Radio, and House of Wellness TV is back today at midday on Channel 7. Today on the show, we're joined by Tammy Ruse, who is a best-selling author and mindfulness and meditation teacher. So we delve deep into the benefits of meditation. I'm a huge fan. Sally, do you meditate?
I do, actually, but only... it's just a short guided one. I've got one of those apps and it works perfectly. 5 minutes twice a day.
Absolutely. Find an app that works for you. It's the most simple way to learn meditation. And I tell you what, as far as controlling your feelings and your thoughts, meditation is for me a life changer. We're invited into a men's shed today on the TV show. What a crucial program men's shed is for all of the many communities in this country for connectedness and to deal with loneliness and depression in our men. Also, did you know it's World Conference? Compliment day today, Sally and Gerald.
Delighted to be here with both of you.
Oh, what a lovely compliment.
Quite fresh and beautiful.
I love it. Well, the thing is with sharing compliments, it's about consciously reflecting on what someone in your life is doing well, and that then reflects back to you, and we all feel positive for that.
And we don't do it enough, do we?
We don't do it enough. So, Gerald, I very much enjoy your knowledge, and Sally, you are just a vision of loveliness and positivity every day.
Let's come back next week and do it again.
It is a joy. Now, of course, check out the wellness supplement. Oh, sorry.
Yes, House of Wellness Plus in the newspapers today. Great reading.
It is great reading and lots of fantastic tips there on healthy eating today. Sally, Gerald, thank you so much for this awesome hour that we have shared. Thank you all for joining us. For more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.